This summer in Xi'an, we see this new trend. That is, some middle-aged and elderly ladies, they lie on hot rocks in order to restore their health. In this city, wherever there is a big rock, a few older ladies can be spotted leaning against it, lying on top of it, or even hugging it under the blazing sun. What's going on here, guys?
Yeah, the several pieces of rocks in the park of Xi'an have got really popular recently. A few old ladies can be seen leaning against it or lying on it. While many women apparently enjoy this type of treatment, men seem to find the rocks uncomfortably hot, reports Shanxi Daily. One woman described that while she and her mother comfortably rested on the hot rocks, her husband refused to participate because the rocks felt scorchingly hot to him. Other men who walked by made similar comments after touching the rocks.
You know, I'm getting the vibe from you guys that you're throwing some shade at my damas, okay?
My damas, all right?
Whatever. I'm siding with the damas on this one because there is this very popular thing human beings have been doing since 1500 BC. And that is hot stone massage that helps with fibromyalgia, carpal tunnel syndrome, arthritis. It increases blood vessels or makes blood vessels bigger so you can have improved circulation and energy. And lots of doctors, according to WebMD, have cited saying that this is a very helpful thing and good for your health. The only thing I would say is these damas that are doing the hot rock therapy of their own, remember, you know, a stone should be hot in these kind of therapies, but at the same time, should not burn you.
And did it burn some people?
It did burn, like, one recorded case. A lady had a boil on her stomach, okay?
Oh, that's terrible. And in, you know, hot summer. But why are Chinese people so into hot rocks, you know, against your body? Is it something? Yeah, there's a degree of scientific truth in it, according to Ryan.
Yes.
But is it a good idea for people to do this on your own?
Oh, yeah. I think one reason is that it is free. And Dama like to try and see. It will not harm to try, right? And the folk methods, the pianfang, supposedly in the eyes of some Dama, contains centuries of wisdoms of our ancestors. And many Dama buy that.
Yeah, that might explain why a lot of older people, if you're younger a person and you resort to this kind of folk method, I would look at you in a different kind of light. But yeah, like, do you think there's a degree of truth in these folk methods? Like, should people trust it?
I do. I think where there's smoke, there is a fire, even though the smoke might be blown out of proportion. I think, like I said, or like Yu Yang had said, this really encapsulates maybe centuries of wisdoms of predecessors. You know, as I understand from numbers we've listed many times in the past, that Chinese do really like traditional Chinese medicine. I think it's really cool. I think it's homeopathic. You know, it has so many aspects to it. But, you know, I just think, like, these ladies, they found something that's working for them. And though we're looking at these pictures and being like, oh, my God. You know, there is some science, some hot stone massage, something like this that happens in a room with therapists and stuff. So why judge these ladies so harshly?
Oh, I'm not judging them.
Oh, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Oh. Don't get me wrong.
You
guys out there, I am forever your loyal friend,
oh,
as I have stated my stance so many times on Roundtable. Don't you get me wrong, all right, ladies? So for me, actually, I have joined in this kind of hot rock therapy.
You've done this.
But not in public. Here is something I feel that, damas, hats off to you. You are so shameless. A lot of them, they are just, there's nothing between the dama and the rock, it feels. Like, they're so curvaceous when they're lying themselves on these hot rocks. I didn't do that. I went to a spa therapist and had it properly done to me, had, like, small hot rocks running against me, and it was soothing, but I don't think this is a cure for any kind of disease. It's more like a health supplement. If that's what you think, I don't think it's dangerous.
With the rocks that you had in this therapy that you did, were they really hot?
Yes, they were hot enough, but not too hot to burn me.
So if these Dhammas are finding the right rock at the right time of day when the temperature's perfect, then it could be similar, right?
Oh, yeah. Since you guys are both friends of Dhamma, I'd like to say something different. I think many Chinese people are obsessed with health preserving while they lack basic scientific and medical knowledge.
Yes, and that knowledge you should get from the internet or, no, multiple sources, multiple sources, hopefully a professional that will help you out. That's all for today. Bye!